Agents of Change.
The segregation laws in the US at the middle of the 20th century were very radical. For example, African Americans had to buy a bus ticket from the driver, then get off the bus and enter through the back door. The bus would sometimes even leave before they could get on, so they would stay on the road with pay tickets in their hands. The white section was filled and another white man would come in, he had to be given a seat. Also, African Americans were not allowed to sit opposite whites and drivers were exclusively white. Rosa Parks is the best proof that even the slight move of resistance can change the world. It all started on December 1, 1955, when this lady from Montgomery was returning from work. She boarded a classic Southern bus, which was divided into seats reserved for white people and ones reserved for African Americans. When all the seats for the whites were filled, the bus driver ordered a 32-year-old Rosa to get up and give up her seat, but she refused. "You must never be fearful about what you're doing when it's right," she argued. Police were immediately called for a civil act of disobedience, and Rosa Parks was arrested and charged with violating segregation laws. Rosa's trial led to a boycott of bus traffic in Montgomery, which grew into one of the largest and most successful mass movements against racial segregation in history. The boycott of bus traffic in Montgomery, in which over 50,000 African Americans lived at the time, lasted not one, but full 382 days. This ideological movement, right at the beginning, faced one practical problem, and that was the problem of transporting large numbers of people to work and to schools in different parts of the city. In the early days, almost everyone was dependent on taxi drivers who were transporting three people for the usual 10-cent bus ticket price. But a decision was soon made that all taxi drivers must charge a regular price of 45 cents per person. Then, people who had vacancies in their cars joined the boycott. Very quickly, there were more than 300 of them, and they also had a specific route and stops where they received passengers. "I had no idea that the history was being made. I was just tired of giving up," is how Rosa Parks later explained her motivation for the famous act. For her, the frustration began in childhood. She recounts how her grandmother grew angry when a young Rosa picked up a brick to challenge a white bully. Rosa told her grandmother, "I would rather be lynched than live to be mistreated and not be allowed to say I don't like it." Parks viewed the power of speaking back in the face of racism and oppression as fundamental, and saw that denying that right was key to the functioning of white power. Although the daughter of a carpenter and teacher became an American icon, that was not the end of her problems. Media exposure turned her into an easy target, so she was soon fired and forced to move with her husband and start over. For a while, she worked in a hotel, and for several years, she also worked as a seamstress. African-American Congressman John Conyers hired her in his office in 1965, where she worked in administration until her retirement in 1988. After that, she mostly did charity work for her own Rosa and Raymond Parks Institute for Self-Development, which she started in memory of her husband, and she also published a memoir called Quiet Strength and an autobiography called My Story. Rosa had an extraordinary impact on the world, and that was shown at her own funeral in 2005, which was attended by a large number of dignitaries and other guests. The funeral was broadcast on television, and the speeches lasted as long as 7 hours. Rosa Parks opened a new chapter in the fight for civil rights, and with that she wrote history. This is Hana Radovanović from Pula, Croatia, for the Agents of Change podcast. For the world goes to where we take it.